January 18th, 2025. This is the NI versus AI podcast. I'm your host, Charles Lenart, and I'm recording this directly into my phone. I don't need a fancy studio. It's more about the content than the window dressing, so to speak. To my subscribers, thank you. I know there are a few of you out there now, and I apologize for the long wait for this episode. I actually recorded kind of a rough draft of it on New Year's Eve, but I wasn't happy with it because it was just kind of a mental masturbation session where I talked about time and the past and the present and the future and blah, 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 blah. There wasn't really a takeaway. So in the days following, I did get some bits and snippets of a takeaway, which I will get to later, but I want to start off today by reading you a poem that I wrote last night. It's not Shakespeare, but I like it. So here goes. The poem is entitled Autobody Experience. Autobody Experience. Have you ever had an autobody experience? I think I did once. Maybe more than once. Like a lot more. Many more times, if I'm honest. Which I am, I think. Which, not just therefore, I am. Get it? Each moment presents a decision, even if it's just which way to turn your head. Every choice, a gift, given once and forever. Limited one-time offer that never expires, but must and can only be redeemed right fucking now. End poem. I hope you enjoyed it. So yeah, that's kind of the theme here. In the days following New Year's Eve, in the first few days of this year, I just kind of accidentally came across some people and ideas that really helped me move this episode forward. One of those people is a guy by the name of Chase Hughes, and it was interesting because I had never heard of him, and it was a link. Someone sent me a link. I followed it. It was an interview with this guy, and he was a military psyops guy, and he has a lot of interesting takes on, you know, just kind of like how we're all mind controlled and stuff. And, you know, of course I knew all that. None of that was new to me. But one thing he did say that just dovetailed perfectly with what I was thinking is, you know, he had a really interesting, fresh take on mindfulness. And I've been thinking about mindfulness for a long time. I've been a student of Buddhism and, you know, I know what it means. It's being present in the moment. But what I realized is it's not enough to just be aware or to feel the moment or enjoy the moment. In the view of this guy, Chase Hughes, each moment, mindfulness really is about doing the right thing in the moment, making the right decision in every single moment of your life. You have a choice to make. And, you know, there's this country song. This happened not long after I listened to that podcast. And just cheesy commercial country song that was playing in the background. And one of the lyrics was, there's a reason they call the present the present. And I was like, oh, snap, that's it. You know, every single moment is a gift. And once you start looking at things that way, it changes your life immediately. Because first of all, you realize that you have tons of options. Like, it doesn't really matter what's happened in the past, or, you know, what's been done to you in the past, or what you've done in the past, or anything like that. All that matters is what you do right now. Is it going to be something that you regret, that you feel ashamed about? Is it going to just be a waste of time? Or is it going to be something that you're going to wake up tomorrow and be happy that you did? You know, you'd be like, huh, so it's 9 o'clock in the evening, and all right, I'm going to go to bed in an hour. So what should I do here? Well, I could kick back and play video games and drink a couple beers, and, you know, then I'll wake up in the morning and I'll have a hangover, and there'll be beer cans in the living room, and I didn't really accomplish anything. Or I could brush my teeth, and then I could set up my coffee maker, you know, pour the beans in there, get the water ready, you know, maybe tidy up the kitchen a little bit, and then I'll wake up tomorrow and I'll feel fresh and, you know, wake up to a nice clean house, and all I got to do is hit the button on the coffee maker, and, So, you know, you can get your pleasure from the things that you've done in the past, right? And so being present now and making the right decision kind of sends you off on the right timeline, the timeline that you want to be on, the timeline where you'll be happy about what you did instead of maybe, like, regretting it. Or worse, just being, you know, on autopilot, which we all do. I mean, there are times when you kind of just have to let habit take over, like when you're driving, for example. You obviously can't be all completely focused on driving. You got to kind of delegate some things to autopilot there. And a lot of other activities, you know, you just kind of have to do them without thinking about them. But there are a lot of things that at least I do that I do without thinking about it. And it's just like a habit, something that I do. And you can reform habits by going, like, if my habit is, I don't know, playing video games and drinking beer before bed, I can switch that up. And you'll realize I have so many choices right now, you know. I could sit down, curl up with a book, you know, and that'll put me to sleep. Or I could, you know, call my friend, or I could... You know, there are a million things I could do right now. For me right now, you know, I woke up this morning and I was like, nah, it's Saturday. I don't really have anything to do. House is clean, whatever. I think I'll go to the beach and try to lay this podcast episode down. So that's what I did. But I could have done a lot of other things, you see. And so the funny thing is, like, the best thing that you realize after you do this for just a few days, after you practice this form of active mindfulness for just a few days, you know, you're going to realize that, wow, I'm all caught up. Like, I'm good. Like, all my shit's done. Like, the other day I was, you know, I finished work and I rode my bike to the beach and I went for a swim and I rode home and I took a shower, washed the salt water off, and then I was like, holy crow, I still have a couple hours of daylight left. My laundry's clean and folded. My house is clean. Work is done. I've done my workout. You know, what do I do now? So I'm like, oh, I guess I could play video games. All right, so go play video games. Half hour later, I'm kind of like, yeah, that's pointless. That's boring. Whatever. What do I do now? I still have an hour and a half of daylight. And I thought, well, I don't know. You know, how about since all my stuff is taken care of, I go try to help somebody else. And that's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to go for a walk and I'm going to find somebody to help in some small way. And lo and behold, within 5 or 10 minutes of leaving home, I had found a couple people to help, you know, in a small way. I'm not like Dudley Do-Right here. I'm a deeply flawed human being. And I certainly don't want to be anyone's guru or whatever. Whatever I say, you know, just take what resonates with you and leave the rest. I really don't care. But anyway, you know, I was like, then that got me thinking, wow, you know, this feels good. Like, I just helped a couple people and all my stuff's taken care of. And, you know, I don't need an instant dopamine hit, because that's the thing where people get stuck. It's like, you can do the thing that gives you pleasure right now. You know, you can, I don't know, drink or take drugs or, you know, have some kind of sex that you're going to feel crappy about, or you can do the thing that, you know, will make you feel better later and will set you into the right timeline. And what if we all did that? What if, or just some critical mass of people got to the point where all their stuff was taken care of and they just wanted to go, like, do good things for other people? What would the world look like in that case? It's like, wow, you know, that we could quickly achieve utopia if some small percentage of people decided to take care of their own stuff and use their extra time and energy to help others, you know? And how would that spread, and how would the world start to look like if everyone, or a lot of people, like, just doing little good deeds, you know? And everyone's house being clean, and everyone's work being done, and everyone's body being well-nourished and exercised and healthy. Like, what would that world look like, you know? But, of course, I can't change the world. The world is what it is. It's going to be what it's going to be. But as a hypothetical exercise, I'm kind of like, yeah, you know, like, what if more people were actively mindful? Like, that would be really freaking cool. So, you know, the thing is that the distance between 0 and 1 is the same as the distance between 0 and infinity. Like, you can divide 1 into infinite parts, 0.00000000001. And we, as natural intelligences, live in that fluid state. The present is the present. It's a gift. You have it in every single moment of your life. You can choose to do the right thing. Do the thing that's going to set you up for success. You know, do the thing that's going to improve your life. You have that opportunity. And I think that's really cool. And I hope you take that opportunity. And I don't know, I hope I didn't sound too stupid in this episode. But anyway, I love you. Love you all. Subscribe, like, share, whatever. Thanks for listening and have a great day. I'm Charles Lenart. This is an I vs. AI podcast. Bye.